The hour of recess has expired. The Senate is now back in session. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you see if there are messages from the House? If there are, would you please have those read?
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 578, an act relating to property owned by the state, with House Amendments 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 8, House Amendment 8 as amended, and House Amendments 9 and 10, emergency clause adopted. Also, Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 699, an act relating to criminal offenders under the supervision of the Department of Corrections, with House Amendment 1, 2, House Amendment 1, 2, House Amendment 3, House Amendment 3 as amended, House Amendment 4, House Amendment 2 to House Amendment 5, House Amendment 5 as amended, and House Amendment 6, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from Polk on a privilege motion?
Senator from Polk, you are recognized for a privilege motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the conference committee report on Senate Bill 568 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Polk.
Mr. President, I move the conference committee report be adopted. Mr. President, I have explained this bill a couple of times, the daytime and nighttime hours both. I will be glad to go over it again if the body so wishes. The brief version of this started out as a move over legislation for MoDOT workers. It has language in there about the local municipalities on taxes, on road taxes on the local level that they can use for sidewalks and other things. It has a temporary plate language in it that we discussed. It has the biannual registration of vehicles 54,000 pounds. It has language in there about rebuilt salvage vehicles 10 years and older. You also have language in there on rebuilt title, rebuilt vehicles for salvage titles. And the rest of it is CDL license. You have the Kansas City Commercial Zone expansion. You also have the weight limits expanded for milk haulers in designated roads of the state. And has the boating safety language in there. It allows tourism that will be take effect immediately this year, and that does have an emergency clause on that. And with that, Mr. President, that's the short version, but we've talked about this several times.
The senator from Polk moves the adoption of the conference committee report for Senate Bill 568. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you rise?
Yes, to ask a question of the senator. Senator, who's handling this bill?
Senator from Polk, do you yield?
I do.
She does.
I do.
He does. Proceed.
All right. Senator, we worked on this yesterday. Is that correct? Or was that this afternoon when we did the conference bill?
But we tried.
I'm sorry?
But we tried. We talked about that.
And we were able,
early morning hours.
Early morning hours, okay. And we were able to get everybody's signature and everybody's buying into everything inside that bill, as we discussed before. Is that right? We were able to get everyone's buy-in, both chambers. This was a conference bill.
Right.
Yes, okay. And we were able to get everybody's buy-in on that, on these things. And they mainly had to do with some watercraft type things. And
right.
I was just coming in when I was hearing you talk about it.
Yeah, we went over this. For the most part, I don't think there's anything controversial in this to speak of. Most of the things been through the Senate. A lot of the language has been through the Senate already.
Things we did once before. Okay, I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Senator. Thank you.
Further discussion. Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, Senator from Howe, were you seeking recognition? Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
President, I close.
The Senator from Polk moves that the conference committee report be adopted for Senate Bill 568. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 26th. Senator from Franklin. Senator from the 8th. Senator from Lawrence. Senator from the 24th. Senator from St. Charles. As an aye. Senator from Clay. Senator from the 11th. You are not recorded. By your vote of 33 aye, 1 no, you've adopted the conference committee report. Senator from Polk, you are recognized for a further motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that 568 be third read and finally passed.
Carry. Third read and finally passed. The senator from Polk moves that the conference committee report be third read and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard of that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Polk moves that 568 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 568, an act relating to transportation with an emergency clause.
Can we please have some order and decorum in the Senate? It's hard to hear, and we are going to be taking a very important roll call. Proceed.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 7th, no audible cell phones. Sergeant at Arms. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, you have third read. By your vote of 32 aye, 2 no, you have third read and finally passed the conference committee report for Senate Bill 568. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Senator from Polk moves the adoption of the emergency clause. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayor, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
By your vote of 30 aye, 4 no, the emergency clause is adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from St. Charles.
Mr. President, would you recognize the senator from Lewis on a privilege motion?
Senator from Lewis, you are recognized for a privilege motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate refuse to concur in House Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 498 as amended and request the House to recede from its position or, failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cape Girardeau,
Mr.
What
President. Oh, okay, I was going to explain it a little bit, but...
Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise? Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator, and I appreciate you visiting with me before we were going to this and letting me know what our plans were. This is one of those bill numbers that has history behind it, and that's why people may get a little bit nervous when they hear that number read. My understanding is you would like to go to conference. Just to refresh the members' body, the House put the veterans language. It is not the same language that we just perfected in third read and sent to the House.
It is.
It's different.
It is.
In a couple of ways. You want to go to conference. It's my understanding, having conversations with you, that you want to take all of that language off. It is not your intention to make this an additional vehicle or a vehicle in any way to deal with the veterans funding issue.
That is correct. As we pass the underlying bill out of here, it is a bill that dealt with veterans, allowing them to have thrift stores, the 501c19s. Now, when it got to the House, we realized that it needed an emergency clause, so the emergency clause was put on the House Committee substitute, and then this amendment with the veterans language was added on that. I want to go to conference and take off the amendment, which actually had the veterans...
Sylvie amendment.
That is correct.
So Representative Sylvie's amendment that we were here on in the past, that it is your intention to keep...
2 days.
It is your intention to keep the emergency clause, keep the underlying bill, but as we go into conference, to remove the Sylvie amendment dealing with the veterans funding issue.
You got it, Senator.
Okay. And we have your commitment that if the House doesn't want to go along with that, that this bill will be done.
That is correct.
Okay. We don't have to worry in any way, shape, or form of seeing the veterans issue revisited in this bill if we send it to conference.
I hope we can lay that one to rest, Senator.
Okay. Thank you very much for your assurances. Thank you very much for visiting with me on this issue. I appreciate it. I have no problem with going to conference, keeping the emergency clause that the House added, allowing the underlying bill to pass, and making sure that the Sylvie Amendment is removed. And if the House doesn't want to remove the Sylvie Amendment, we have your assurances that you won't proceed with this bill.
That is correct. And I certainly hope that it won't take very long to get it done, and I am requesting that you be on the conference committee.
And I appreciate that very much, and thank you for the opportunity to inquire on this. And I'm supportive of your motion. Thank you very much,
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from St. Charles, what purpose
President,
do you rise?
Nan Clara, Senator from Cape.
Senator from Cape, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Do you realize that you and the Senator from the 15th are wearing the same outfit?
I am, well, actually, the way that we coordinated that is I'm Big Enos and he's Little Enos.
Well, you know, I just happen to be, my wife gets like that Us magazine at the house, and they always have who wore it better, and people get to vote. So tomorrow, will we have a vote on which of you guys wore this outfit better?
I'm sure you will put something together, Senator.
Oh, it will happen.
I just hope that you don't hold my large coif of hair versus his large coif of hair. And I think if we're done that, I should win hands down.
We'll let the body decide.
Remember, I have white socks on.
Very well.
Thank you, sir.
Further discussion. Senator from Clay, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from Lewis.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
Yes, I do.
He does proceed.
Senator, can you just tell me again what your motion was?
To send this bill to conference, and what I'd like to do, like I had said, is just take that amendment off, the Sylvia Amendment, which had the veterans language in it, which is a little different language than what we passed this morning. And, you know, I feel greatly for our veterans, and I'm glad we did what we did this morning. Move that on down the road, and like I say, the underlying bill, I do feel we need it because it is for the veterans to allow them to set up thrift stores under 501c19.
That's fine, Senator. I just wanted to make sure that I was clear that your motion is to send this bill to conference.
That is correct.
Perfect. Thank you.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Lewis moves that the Senate refuse to concur on Senate Bill number 498 and requests the House receive from his position, failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted that motion. Further discussion, the junior senator from the 23rd. Senator from Lewis, you are recognized for another privileged motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate refuse to concur in House Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute, or for Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 467 as amended and request the House to recede from its position or, failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
You've stated the motion. Senator, would you care to explain your motion?
This bill was a bill that passed out of here. It was it's a very good transparency bill. There were some amendments put on it in the House, as they do. One of the amendments actually sets up some pretty stringent requirements for the Department of Economic Development, and I would like to go back and revisit that specific amendment. I will talk about the other amendments. The first one removes provision requiring all public institutions of higher education and political subdivision to report bond issuance and obligations. Another amendment authorizes the establishment of a land bank agency in Kansas City. I have no problem with that one. And another one requires departments and divisions that receive federal grants to determine if such funds can be used for alternatives to abortions. No problem there. I haven't heard any. And then municipal government, county government, and public school financial data shall be included on the Missouri Accountability Portal. That amendment, I have no problem with it either because it's designed not to require school districts any other expenses. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from St. Francis, for what purpose do you rise?
Inquire. Senator from
Lewis, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
What was that last part you were talking about?
The last part. That amendment was House Amendment 6. The municipal government, county government, and public school financial data shall be included on the Missouri Accountability Portal, which is really what my underlying bill really went toward. But this was designed so it would not cost the schools any additional money. In other words, there was some people that wanted to require schools to report things they didn't have to report to DESE. And I think that anything that should be reported would be reported to DESE, and then DESE's computer system would report to OA.
Well, the original version, I know, required an updating of computerization on anybody's part that participated, and I hope that this does not. Is that what you're saying?
Does not include anything to upgrade computers. What I had was OA might in some cases require things different than what schools do, But schools do now automatically transfer information to DESE.
But it wouldn't require them to buy new equipment or anything like that?
No.
All right, thank you.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Lewis moves to refuse to concur in House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute to Senate Bill number 467 as amended and requests the House to receive from its position and failing to do so grant the Senate a conference thereon. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved that privileged motion. Senator from Lewis is recognized for yet another privileged motion.
My day, I guess. Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate refuse to recede from its position on Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute the House Bill 1073 and House Committee Substitute for 1477 as amended and grant the House a conference thereon.
You've stated the motion. Would you care to explain your privileged motion?
I do. Actually, all the amendments on here were good except for one, and I believe we already have the language that needs to be worked on, and that was an amendment that was put on by the senator from the 12th, and that is the only reason I would like to take it back to conference is to alleviate some concern that some of the members, House members, actually had on that bill. I'd be glad to answer any questions, Mr. President.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close and I'm done. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator, would you care to restate that motion again, your original motion that you made on that?
It's I move that the Senate refuse to recede from its position on Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute the House Bill 1073 and House Committee Substitute for 1477 as amended.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved that privileged motion. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from the 8th on a privileged motion?
Senator from the 8th, you are recognized for a privileged motion.
Mr. President, I move the Senate refuse to concur with House Amendment number 1, House Amendment number 2, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 715 and request the House recede from its position and take up and pass Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 715. 715 is the waiving the maximum age by the Adjutant General. I'd be glad to try to answer any questions. What the House did is they tried to, well, they put all the veterans fix language on this bill, and I'm just asking them to go back over there and them to take it off and pass it.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
You've heard the motion from the senator. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have passed that privileged motion. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. You recognize the senator from Green on a privileged motion.
Senator from Green, you're recognized for a privileged motion.
Mr. President, I have a privileged motion.
State your privileged motion.
I move that, get this correct here. I move that the Senate refuse to adopt House Bill, 1135, I think I have that backwards because we amended that. No, let me start over on that. I move that we refuse to concur, the Senate recede, and request that the House grant the Senate a conference on that bill, House Bill 1135.
I think so.
Senator, I believe your motion should be that the Senate refuse to recede from its position.
Yes.
On Senate Committee Substitute as amended to House Bill number 1135. Is that what you're...
Yes.
And grant the House a conference thereon.
Yes, and request that we grant the House a conference on that bill, House Bill 1135.
You've heard the motion. That is a motion of the Senator from Green. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, may I inquire of the Senator from Green?
Senator from Green, do you yield?
Yes, I do.
Senator, if you could, before we... Could you kind of just refresh the body, what's the bill and what's the issues?
This House Bill 1135 was their version of the regulatory reform, and what we did over here was adopted a brief amendment that we've had some discussion on today, requiring that DESE live by the same procedures that all the other departments.
And it would be your intent on to adopt what we adopted earlier?
Yes, but we need to go to conference on that because there's a little bit of change that needs to happen with that, and so they
would
want to take
it completely. Would you need to exceed the differences or at some point?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Is that the only issue, Senator?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to inquire of the senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Okay. This amendment, what are we putting it on?
It's already on the bill.
On 1135?
There's a few words. I'm sorry, I don't have the actual...
I've got them.
...language in front of me, but there are about three words that need to come out of there. I had the pleasure of meeting the Commissioner of Education today, first time. And...
happy with this, is she?
Oh, no, they don't like it. They wanted the whole thing out, but I think we reached a compromise, and in conference, hopefully we can get that squared away. If we take out two or three words, I think they'll be happy.
But I mean, this is what it reads now, so tell me what you're taking out. Promulgate rules under which the board shall classify the public schools of the state. Said rules shall include but not be limited to the standards, appropriate scoring guides, forms, instruments, and procedures used in determining the accreditation status of a district. The board shall make classification and accreditation determinations consistent with said rules and shall not deviate from said rules without properly promulgating such rules pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 536. So what are you changing in that?
Oh, I'm not changing anything with this motion. We're just going to go to conference, and I'm sorry, I don't know what three words that we agreed on because I had already left the meeting to go talk about the equity and funding issue that came up this morning with some folks on the other end of the building.
Okay, where are we on this bill? Can we not change amendments at this point? I'm sorry, I just walked in and heard this and realized.
We adopted that language you have in your hand, I think, last week on to 1135. That was before the folks at DESE didn't want to go through the promulgation process and have that all out there for, you know, like every other department does.
So what are we doing on this? I guess my question is, are we at a point that we can still change this?
That's what I want to do.
Okay, you're changing it now. Okay.
Well, I want to go to conference so we can change it because our bill, when we got the House bill over here, we put all of that language on it. But to accommodate them, I think that we can take two or three words out of it. And I'm sorry, I don't know which three they are, and my staff is not here. But I think we can clear that up in conference and address their concerns. Because I want to make sure that the standards can be put in place. But I also think we need to be consistent across state government in requiring that all of the agencies, you know, have the transparency and process that we have talked about on this floor since January. For example, you know, we had some departments that were, instead of promulgating rules, they were just putting rules in their instructions, or they were putting rules in the RFPs. And I think you know, we need to get the operations out in the open and in the sunshine for the citizens,
okay,
all
what,
of them to see.
What is, I mean, oftentimes we ask this question, what's the problem that you've seen? I mean, what this is MSIP. These are the standards under which our school districts are graded, if you will, right now for accreditation. And DESE is in the process right now of adopting MSIP 5, which raises the standards. They have had open comment times around the state. I've attended three of those, and I understand that school districts are held to a higher standard, are not real happy. I mean, I understand that. Some teachers are not real happy, but and some people don't want to change at all. I've got a letter from a superintendent in a section of the state that says, why should we get any better? What's wrong with where we are? So I understand where they are. Change is always difficult, and increasing standards are difficult. And as upset as I am with DESE, and everybody knows that, their MSIP program is probably, if I got rid of the whole department, which I'm not against right now, and I think a lot of other people are not against that either, there's one thing I would keep in place, and that is the MSIP 5 accreditation standards and the accountability standards. And so what
I don't disagree with you, but
concerns me on this amendment is that there is, because I've been through the comment times, and I know some people feel like the comment times were not adequate. I found them more than adequate. It was a royal gripe session. Not unexpected. DESE knew they were going to have to go through that. I found some of the things that were asked for changes were really over the top and in the wrong direction. And so I'm concerned about this amendment altogether being in there. I think,
Senator, I want to point out this is the identical language that you mentioned to me a couple of weeks ago that you really liked.
No, I never liked. I knew what this was. And
yes.
No, I never mentioned to you that I liked.
I don't want to disagree with you too much here, but I dropped this a month ago, and we had a conversation extremely brief in the side gallery, and this was identical, word for word, the same language that you said that you thought it was good language.
I don't remember that conversation at all.
I won't.
But I do remember your comments on the floor.
Yes.
About Nehemiah.
Well.
But I don't want to talk about that now.
No, and I don't either, but I will say that with respect to what we're talking about today, process is everything. And I would agree with you that MSIP 5 looks like a good product, but process is everything. And I think that DESE ought to go through the same thing everybody else does. They ought to have a process. It's not just the comment time. If we bend the process to get the product that we want, then the Republic is not served well.
They didn't bend the process. They actually expanded it, made it more flexible. As I told you, I went to three of those comment sessions. They were extensive. They were a long time. They broke up into groups. It was very methodical. It was very open. It was very public. And they did change some things in their MSIP 5 as a result of them, frankly, things that I didn't think they should have changed. For instance, this is one that they changed. They had in there that you were going to have to, that we wanted to report it was one of these two things. Either when our students, there were right now almost 40% of the students in the state of Missouri that graduate from our public schools, they have to take remedial courses in college.
Can we do the other one?
Have to take remedial courses in college. And it was either that they wanted reported and public, a good thing, according to what you say, to put that out in public, you know, which schools are sending kids to college that have to take remedial, connecting them back to those. Parents, students, the public needs to know that information. The second thing is that we have the capability to do, but people are hiding it, is we actually can tell by student growth, by teacher that they had, what college preparation course that they went to, and they refused to let that be known in public. So DESE actually listened to that, even though it was wrong.
And I'm glad that I think you and I are actually headed in the same direction, because what we want to do in conference is just pull out the language that's objectionable to DESE so they can go ahead and put what you're wanting in place.
Okay, I'd like to be pulled into that, but I guess I would ask you this as a commitment, because there's some concerns about where we're going with this. I would like for your commitment not to be on JCAR. Would you commit that you will not be on a JCAR committee in order to get this through and for them to have that?
I'm not going to make that commitment. I just withdraw the motion.
Okay.
Mr. President, I'll withdraw the motion
Want you to do that because I think we need to be able to make differences.
Well,
the motion has been withdrawn.
Okay.
Senator from the 23rd.
Another motion.
I recognize the Senator from Green on a privilege motion.
Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a privilege motion.
State your motion.
I move that the Senate refuse to adopt the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 470 and request that the House take up and pass Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 470.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Green. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 4th. The Senator from Green, do you yield to the inquiry? He does. Proceed.
What's Senate Bill 470? I'm sorry.
Thank you. I should have explained it briefly. 470, the underlying bill was the language that removed the archaic language from the 1930s that on household goods movers it required. If you wanted to go into the business, you had to get everybody else's permission who's already doing the work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Green, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Green. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye. Those of the contrary, no. Eyes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is granted. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senator, to the order of business of House bills on third reading. The informal calendar asks you to recognize the Senator from Saline on House Bill 1402, the last bill of the day.
Senator from Saline.
Senate Bill 14, or House Bill 1402 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Saline County. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Saline.
Can I ask if there's a Senate committee substitute? I now move for the adoption of Senate committee substitute. And, Mr. President, I now have a Senate substitute. I would move for the adoption. It has been distributed. I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send it forward. Hearing no objection, the reading shall be waived. Senator, do you care to explain the Senate substitute?
Yes. Mr. President, everything you could ever want in a transportation bill is in this transportation bill. The last 2 years' work, that has been vetoed, and the new decision items today are in this bill. There's a couple of items that will raise some questions, and I'm glad to answer that. We changed the fees on transportation of Cobalt 60. I think there's been some misinformation in the press about this. Basically, what happens in 2009, we passed a bill regulating transportation of hazardous waste through the state of Missouri, and that was really had to do with Yucca Mountain and everything, which has since been canceled. But when we did that, we brought in Cobalt 60 transportation, which is medical isotopes, which are actually made in Canada. And let me explain this process. When these trucks hit the U.S.-Canadian border, they go through a 10-hour inspection by the feds, and then when they come to the Missouri border, they are inspected by DNR and the health department. These trucks are set up to carry one, two, or three casts, and under the old law, we charged $1,800 for inspection of each cast. Now, the inspection of the cast means you walk around the truck with a Geiger counter. So if you have three casts on it and you walk around the truck with a Geiger counter, we charge them three times as much. This just says you inspected $1,800 to inspect the truck instead of $1,800 per cast, because the inspection is exactly the same. You walk around the truck with a Geiger counter. There's also some misinformation. This helps a Canadian firm. That's not the case. These charges are charged to the people receiving these medical isotopes in the state of Missouri that are paid by Missouri companies. They will still be escorted by the Highway Patrol. They still pick up the costs on that. This basically is a way to lower health costs in the state of Missouri. We also have the sales use tax fix. The best we can do, basically, that will allow local cities or counties to offer a limited use tax. Narrows it to just trailers, automobiles, and boats. So that there's hope that would allow that use tax to be passed and help the counties and cities out of their financial problems. This is also has an emergency clause on it, so they can get about that immediately. Mr. President, I do have a couple of perfecting amendments that I would like to make, and then be glad to open it up to questions. But Mr. President, I do have an
amendment. Senator from Saline.
Please send your amendment forward. That's your job, isn't it?
Please send your amendment forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. It has been distributed. I ask for waiver of the reading.
Hearing this no objection, the reading shall be waived.
This is a technical amendment that there was a word that was misspelled, and it also deals with reset agreement program or digital upgrade regulations. I would move for the adoption of the amendment.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Saline for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, senator, you recognize to close.
President, I close.
The senator from Saline renews his motion that the Senate adopt Senate Amendment 1 to House Bill 1402 with the Senate substitute pending. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed to the contrary, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You've adopted Senate Amendment 1. Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I have another amendment. It has also been distributed. This one was was brought to me today. I would move for the adoption, ask for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, the reading shall be waived. Do you care to further explain Senate Amendment 2?
Yes. Last year, we passed a lien law on automobiles that allowed the lender to establish the lien and then let the paperwork follow. That works very well if you're refinancing with the same lender. This allows the same procedure to be, but you can change lenders. And I'll be glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion for the adoption of Senate Amendment 2 from the senator from Saline County. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Saline renews his motion to adopt Senate Amendment 2. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You've adopted Senate Amendment 2. Senator from the 11th, for what reason do you rise?
President, may I inquire of the senator from Saline?
Senator from Saline, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
I'm sorry, Senator. Mr. President, could we have some order?
Bring the conversations down to a minimum and so that the senators can hear themselves debate.
Thank you, Mr. President. I couldn't hear myself think. Senator, on page 178, 179, if you remember, last year we worked out, it's section 537.29.
Give me a page again, please.
I'm sorry. 178 and 179, section 537.292. You and I worked on this last year. It was in a bill the governor vetoed. Essentially, there was a balance that we reached where no city should be able to stop a commercial vehicle from going through it, and I'm aware of the issue in Greenwood, Missouri, that they're trying to address. However, the language that you have in here, previously I had removed. The senator from Andrew had this as a larger amendment. I agree that no city should be able to stop commerce, but the problem with 537-292, notwithstanding any provision of law to the contrary, the use of motor vehicles on a public street or highway in a matter legal under state or local law shall not constitute a public or private nuisance, shall not be the basis of civil action. I mean, that's to me, that's a broad thing to where, and here's, and all I want to do is take that out. In the Senator from Andrew passed the underlying amendment that a city can't pass something to stop a truck from going through. I agree with that. But at some point, I don't want this to go beyond an issue in Greenwood and some property owner who you and I have spent our whole career defending can't really pursue something in court if it's, you know, a quarry, not the one that has raised this issue, but anywhere. So I would like to, I have an amendment simply to remove that.
Senator, I questioned that, and I was told that this was old language and that you had agreed to this. I don't object. If you want to take, if you need to take
it out, if you're, just of last week, I the Senator from Andrew was kind enough to, I agree with him and you, a city should not be able to stop the commercial operation by code. I just don't want to extend something to where a property owner can't genuinely have their day in court if somebody is doing something wrong.
Okay. I was told that last part of the part you want to take out is old language that, and I don't know whether that's the case or not, but I was told that and that you understood that. If you want to take it out,
I appreciate that, Senator. Thank you. Mr. President.
Senator from the 11th.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President, I have an amendment. It has not been distributed. It is brief and may be read.
Send the amendment forward. Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 3, offered by Senator Callahan to amend Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1402, pages 178 and 179, section 153.292, by striking said section from the bill and further amend the title and enacting clause accordingly.
Mr. President, I would move for the adoption of the amendment.
Under explanation the
those for the thank you. For those for the benefit of the body, I'm very concerned about this specific language that it extends a civil protection that goes far beyond just the circumstances trying to correct. I want property owners and I want everybody to still have their day in court. I'm concerned about the unintended consequences of this civil exemption potentially, and so that's the purpose of the amendment, just removes it. If those of you remember last week, there's a dispute between a city and a nearby quarry. The city is attempting to stop commercial use of their streets. I agree with the senator from Andrew and Celine that that's wrong, but I don't want to make the same mistake and grant I want to maintain a balance of property owners, the rights of cities, the rights of businesses to conduct commerce. With that, Mr. President, I'll be happy to yield to any questions.
Senator from the 11th moves adoption of Senate Amendment Number 3. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 13th, for what purpose do you rise?
Why are the senator from the 11th?
Senator, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Sir, I too have issues with that, but I want to make sure my issues are still not in the bill. So what page is your amendment, if I can get a copy?
Yeah, my Senator, I am dealing with section 537.292 on pages 178 through 179. I'm just removing that section. Okay.
And is that the issue dealing with What will happen, you're taking that issue out of the bill, so will the issue still be at status quo with the municipal governments?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't believe that's in the bill.
Right.
Is that
I want that out of the bill, too. I concur with the senator from Sullivan, but I have a municipality, and I explained this from the senator from Cole because he grew up and he understands the areas that I'm talking about. But I have two municipalities that have heavy trucks drive through, and the homes are anywhere from 600 to 800 square foot homes. They're 50-year-old homes, and when the trucks used to drive down the road, it would shake these residential areas' windows. Now they have two other exits before these two exits and after the exits the trucks can use, but it's inconvenient for them because they have to get back on the highway if they get off at a truck stop. And I want to make sure the municipality's ordinances stay intact, that they can stop these trucks from driving through these residential neighborhoods.
Well, your issue is related to mine, but if you read on pages 178 to 179, that specific language extends and goes beyond the municipal issue and seems to, in my view, extend a civil exemption from that. And on your issue, the reason I'm removing 537-292 as I did earlier on the Senator from Andrews amendment of 2 weeks ago is because I want that property owner or any property owner to still have their day in court and let a jury of their peers or whoever determine that. I might be in a different camp than you. I don't think that a city should be able to stop commerce, but the balance to that is I want to maintain property owners and their rights to pursue that. So this removes my issue.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I'm going to have to inquire the senator from Saline if there's further issues in this bill that will deal with establishing precedent that would have a negative impact on my community.
Yeah, and I don't know if your issue is in there. I just want to let you know, I agreed with Senator from Andrew going back to last year. A city, in my view, shouldn't be able to stop commerce.
I agree with them too, and I even said we could do things on.
But this civil extension. I think the senator from Swain's probably right. Maybe toward the wee hours of last session, we let this go. I never really agreed to it because I kind of figured probably the governor's pen would take care of most of it anyway. But that was a political assessment on my part.
I'll inquire. I agree with your amendment, and then I'm going to inquire of the senator from Saline. Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from the 1st, what purpose do you rise?
Can I inquire of the senator from the 11th?
Senator from the 11th, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, thank you for yielding. You know, as you had the discussion with the senator from the 13th, it brought to mind, in my district, I have Bus and Quarry.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been dealing with an issue for 5 years now, waiting to be able for the federal transportation bill to come up. And Bussin sits right at the intersection of Highway 255 and around Telegraph Road, if you know that area of South County. And they're not able to go out of the quarry and onto the highway and travel down to the intersections of 270 and 55 and go to where they need to go or go down 270. They have to go through residential neighborhoods because of a federal law that won't allow them to travel on that piece of 255. And we've been trying to change that for 5 years. So what I want to be careful of is that I've got this employer in my district that has been there for literally decades, you know, that they're doing commerce. And if we were to do something at the state level to say then they can't travel on county roads, how are they going to continue to do business?
Senator, I agree with you, and I would just point out my amendment just removes this new sort of civil protection and leaves it at the status quo. Right now, a property owner, and that's the balance I want to leave it at. You know, as a devout Hamiltonian, I think the federal government should be able to come in and let those trucks use that.
And as a Jeffersonian, I think that, you know, to be able to drive through your front yard.
Well, as a Jeffersonian, you eventually became a Hamiltonian when you became president.
So what,
anyway.
So, Senator, what you're doing will just allow that individual to have a day in court.
The Louisiana purchase was clearly Hamiltonian, but anyway.
Thank you, sir.
I just want preserving the status quo with this amendment.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
I close, Mr. President.
The Senator from the 11th moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 3. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 3. Senator from the 23rd, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment. It is short and it may be read.
Send the amendment forward. Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 4, offered by Senator Dempsey to amend Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1402, page 67, section 301.260, line 27 of said page, by inserting immediately after the word, quote, plate, close quote, a comma, close quote, and further amend said line by inserting immediately after the word, quote, or, close quote, a comma, quote, comma, close quote.
Senator, would you care to explain your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a technical amendment. Appreciate the Senator from Saline, including the language I put on, I think, the Senator from Buchanan's bill earlier. It's the county language, which allows them to have not only if they've got their information on the side of the car, they can also have it on the plate. It's a technical amendment. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 23rd moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 4. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 4. Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise? Senator from where, Senator?
Saline.
Senator from Saline, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I knew I had in my mind that I had some concerns about that radioactivity piece, and so I found articles that I had talked to you about. The thing is according to this, when these truck shipments are used to go across the state, they're escorted front and back by highway patrol officers. And the thing is that that's got to cost quite a bit of money. I mean, when I talked to you a little bit ago.
Those costs are paid for by the transporting company.
By the transport company, but they're paid in this fee, right? According to the existing law, they come out of the fee.
No, the fee is extra.
Okay, could you show me, because I was looking at page 41 of your substitute.
Mr. President.
Senator from Saline.
You put this bill on the informal calendar.
This bill will be placed on the informal calendar. The junior senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you see if there are messages from the House? If there are, would you please have those read?
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 595, an act relating to due process hearing panel members, emergency clause adopted, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 628, an act relating to the judiciary, with House Amendment 1, 2, House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 4, House Amendment 2 to House Amendment 4, House Amendment 4 as amended, House Amendment 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 12, House Amendment 12 as amended, and House Amendment 13, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate, we'll go to the order of business of announcements.
Senate is on the order of business of announcements. Announcements.
Senator is on the order of business of announcements. Oh, Senator from Jefferson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you. I guess the sun's in your eyes. I've got a lot of corned beef and cabbage in my office, Mr. President. I know that you're interested in that. If anybody else is hungry, fourth floor up here in the corner. Thank you.
Announcements? Announcements? Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 23rd. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.